Hello, and welcome to Love's Curriculum. I am your host, Jenny Hogg Ashwell, and your guide on this journey to awaken to the love that connects all. As a bridge for the High Council, which includes Jesus, the Archangels, and other light teachers, I look forward to joining with you to uncover your soul's divine purpose and ignite love in the world. It is time to join in the awakening. Hello, this is your host, Jenny Hogg Ashwell, and this is Love's Curriculum, where together we remember love and our soul's divine purpose. So welcome! I'm excited to be here with you. I was realizing that this is show number 27. It feels like in a way it has just snuck up on me. It's amazing to know that with some of you, you've been here since the beginning, and we've been connecting now in this place of joining to remember love and our soul's divine purpose for 27 shows, for over a year now. And I also welcome those who've been with us for a while and those who this is their first time listening. So welcome, everyone. So if you are tuning in for the first time, I'll let you know that this show, Love's Curriculum, comes out of my book, Love's Curriculum, Messages of Enlightenment. It's a number one international bestseller on Amazon. And that's exciting for me in the sense that I know that Love's Curriculum is a whole movement for us to awaken together and to be the change in the world and to create a world that works for everyone, a world of heaven on earth. And really, it happens by each of us igniting our heart light, each of us doing our own awakening journey and that moving to someone else and it igniting and beginning to fire across the world in many. And I wasn't always aware that this was my assignment. I wasn't aware that I could connect as a bridge to the spiritual realm or that I was to be a channel for the High Council. And in fact, I started my working career as a lawyer back in Phoenix in 1996. And it was actually then that a wake-up happened to the beginning wake-ups of this soul assignment. And it was on my very first day as a lawyer. And of course, I can see this looking back, but I didn't know this at the time. But on that very first day, I was walking into the washroom of all places, and I had this knowing hit me. It did. It felt like it hit me. It was a, hey, wake up. There was a voice that said, this isn't, or it was a feeling, a voice, a knowing. Remember, there was a different life. Remember, you want it to be doing something different. You want it to be living differently. And I also was a sensation in my solar plexus and in my gut. And it was shocking, but so resonated as true that I began to listen. I committed there and then that I was going to listen. I didn't know what that looked like. And over a series of 3 years, it unfolded into me leaving law, as well as leaving my marriage at the time. And it happened because I kept following that voice to what we could call a spiritual growth journey. I took classes that I was drawn to on intuition. I went and saw speakers. I read books. And it all opened up. And I realized for sure I wanted to be in that area. And that just led to more and more years of spiritual development through raising my kids, personal development. And it all opened up to a remembering of my soul essence as a star soul, a light being who's come to help. Many of you can resonate with that feeling. I'm here. It's not always easy being here, but I'm here for a reason. And it ended up with a vision of the book Love's Curriculum. And here we are now. And I am so filled with gratitude and love in my heart for being at this place and connecting with each of you and really knowing this purpose to bring light to the world and what that can look like. So welcome, welcome, welcome. So today we are going to look at uncovering the ego, specifically the way in which it can be really subtle. And I'll read from Love's Curriculum. And then near the end of the show, I will bring through the High Council. So I'll tune in and bring through the High Council. I will take callers if you want to call in with a personal question. And I can also tune in for the group, and they will guide us in remembering love, remembering your soul's purpose and essence. So before we dive in much further, I like to start each session surrendering it officially to spirit, to God, to our higher selves, and trusting so I could plan out every word. But then that would come from my own ego, the part of my mind wanting to get it right or what I think I should say exactly when. So I'm asking that spirit come through and guide me here, that this time together unfolds in the perfect way. And my intention, I noticed today specifically, is to bring awareness and inspiration for action. So right here, right now, I surrender this session to spirit and ask that I be guided and that spirit come through me and through each of you as we commit this session to awakening and to love. And so it is. So uncovering the ego, specifically, it's really calling it out where it's hiding and deceptive in each of our minds, in each of our lives. And we're awakening to that fact, continuing to shine that light will truly create peace on earth. Because I'm going to read a quote here from Love's Curriculum. For love and peace and the end of war begin within and with every small thought and action. The action even within your own mind, between the thoughts that often seem at war with each other. Internal peace is part of the answer, as those who feel peace within will act in peace in the world. Go now in peace, loving your brothers and sisters of all types and kinds, and loving yourself first of all. For in loving yourself, the God in you, may you love others and the world, and may you bathe the world in your love, in God's love. So again, that's from Love's Curriculum, Chapter 13. So every small thought and action, the thoughts within our own minds. So the part that says internal peace is part of the answer. Now that's some concept that we've heard a lot of, right? Peace begins within. And we may even say, oh, I'm a peaceful person. I'm a kind person. I'm a light worker. I know I'm here to create the better good for all. We know we should love our enemies. We may say, I'm good at that. I don't attack others. I don't get angry. Those might be some of the things you might be telling yourself generally in your life and even now as we're exploring this. We may not be the ones who are actually wielding the weapons or the guns in the world or doing that harm. But guess what? The thing that's creating all of that in the world is this ego mind of humanity. And it's in each of us as human beings. Each of us has the ego mind acting within our mind as part of this human condition, as part of the awakening. We are awakening to love, the voice of love, to remembering that we are love and all connected and one. But if you look around, many of us know that and we believe it, and we stand for that. But look around in the world. We kill each other. We have wars. Children are in slavery. People are going without food. Look in your own community. People are homeless. The neighbors are fighting. Look within your own families. Do you have children you don't talk to? Parents you don't talk to? Maybe everything looks fine there, but go within. How are you treating yourself? And now I'm going to ask us to be really courageous and shine a really bright light into this ego part of our mind that at this point, I feel, or in this moment believe, that even in enlightenment, the ego thoughts or mind, you may notice it and be there, you just aren't unconscious to it or acting from it. You can let it go. You act on the voice of love and oneness. But for most of us now still, whether we're aware of it or not, a lot of the time, we're in the ego, acting from the ego. And again, because it can get really subtle. And you may do years of this work, but the ego can get even more deceptive. It can come in the back door. You may start a project being connected with the love and caring for everyone involved. And then a couple months later, you realize most of your thoughts about it have been, how do I get this done? When am I going to see the results? It starts to become an I. Or you may see those who aren't making it happen, or if they would only help me. So suddenly you have enemies in your thoughts. You may not even say those things out loud, but I can pretty much guarantee that you're thinking thoughts like that, that all of us every day, almost every moment, have the ego part of our mind bring us thoughts that are scared of other people. That's just the nature of the ego and of being human. Until we more and more are able to embrace Christ consciousness, where we can be love acting through us as humans. So let's look again. So this ego, or this condition almost of humanity, it feels separate then. It's all out for self. Now again, this takes a lot of courage, and I'm very inspired to look at this because I was in a course offered by a group called Landmark, an advanced course this last 3 days, and I finish it tonight, where I really, through the processes and the sharing and the exploring that was going on, really became aware of the ruthlessness of the ego and in my own thoughts, how self-interested it is. It is only out for self. And it truly believes it's separate and needs to be afraid. It only sees taking as a possibility. Now again, I might say, well, but I don't take from people, or I'm not out for myself. My goodness, my mission is love's curriculum. And yet, a lot of the day, if I get really honest and shine a really bright light, and again, I feel inspired to share this because I got the gift of having a light shone upon that the last few days. Because it is, until we're aware of it, we're blind to it. And again, it comes in layers. We may get aware of a big piece of how ego, we've been believing in ego. Maybe it's self-judgment, or we used to yell at people and we realize, oh, wait, no. So we make breakthroughs, and yet there's so much as we shine that light. Begins, you see a little piece of the room is lit up, and then you shine a little more and you say, oh my gosh, all that was in the dark. And so there's still stuff in the darkness. So I got a big flashlight opportunity this last few days. And so again, I feel inspired to bring awareness, anything I can share. And I know many of you are at different points with this journey, but I invite you to take it and take what we're sharing and apply it to wherever you are with this journey. So, the other thing, this part of the mind, the ego, is it makes people into things. it's a default. So as human beings, it's like we have this default thinking. We came into form, we feel separate, we feel afraid, we feel scared, we're all out for ourselves, that's survival. We have to take, if I get, the other person doesn't, there's not enough for everyone. Like that's the condition, you could say, the condition of society, of most of the world's view of what it means to be human. And again, we have concepts beyond that. Yes, and that's what we're aspiring to. And we have teachers like Jesus and masters. And thank goodness we have the help of the angels and the guides and each other. And yes, and let's look at where it still subtly is showing up. Because like that quote from Love's Curriculum said, peace is created when each of us can bring it to every little part of our mind. So if I want war to end, I need to be acting peacefully within my mind. If I want people to stop being treated as objects, then I need to look at where do I do that in my thinking. And again, it's not to blame ourselves or to think it's personally to us. Like this is the human condition, that we have this part of our mind that's so automatic and it judges and separates and compares and is only out for itself. And then we see it, it's going on in all of us, but not all of us are acting it out in extreme ways, but we see it in the world. And that we haven't figured out heaven on earth yet, or a world that works for everyone yet. So I want to share an experience from the course and that really helped me see. So a big part of what we do to each other in the world, in a small scale and on a large scale, in killing each other and wars and watching others starve or be harmed, is because we, again, the ego makes us kind of treat each other as bodies or see each other just as these bodies or objects. And there's great discovery and information and learning about this in A Course in Miracles, especially in the text. And again, of course, that's not our true intent. So let's remember that, yes, we have this ego by default, but that's not us. We are love. Only love is real. Yes, we care about each other. Yes, we want the best for each other. Yes, we are light workers called to help. That's the true nature. And yet, subtly, the ego will come in and we'll realize that a large part of our thinking throughout the day and our subtle actions, so again, it says the small thoughts and actions that we take are important to creating peace. So those small little things, and we're going to get into what that may look like, that each of those is important if we want to see peace in the world. So again, let's look at what those might be, and then I'll share about this exercise and how I saw that for myself. So how might we just be objectifying or only out for ourselves and making other people kind of just bodies? And again, like some of you may be thinking, that's not me. I'm so, you know, I'm kind. And yes, I believe you. And yet let's look. So how about we can start with Facebook. How easy is it to start flipping through pictures? And, oh, yeah, like that one, not that one. Oh, look, it's like we're ticking off numbers. We may have reactions like, oh, yay, my friend's done this. But are we really in contact with the presence of our friend in that moment? Or we go through it so quickly and automatically. And when we're unaware and we're doing something quickly and automatically, the ego will come in. And then you might see something you don't like and so you say, oh, well, I'm just going to skim through that one or I'm going to delete that person. So you've just cut them out. It's like you've killed them off. Now you haven't actually gone and killed anyone and we you know, think I'm a peaceful person. But look within your own mind and this little action, you've kind of said, they don't really exist for me. And you, I wouldn't say that if someone asked me. I wouldn't be consciously thinking that. So it's subtle. Or a company, if you're in sales, like the people are just numbers. Or we say there are 8 billion people on the planet. Okay. We become easily dismissed. We may cut off people from friendship. That's a pretty ruthless thing to do. But we might think it, oh, I'm just not going to think about that person because, you know, it's troubling. So again, I know this could be challenging. We're really looking closely here. We aren't conscious that we might be doing this. We might do it with ourselves. We might get up in the morning. I was catching myself doing this, and I definitely am raising my hand. I've just been noticing all over the place where the ego comes in. And it's all about me, 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 me. Again, I wouldn't even know that or say that, but it's subtle. So looking in the mirror in the morning, saying, oh, look, oh, geez, don't look good. Got to do this. I'm treating myself as this thing. And I'm not being very nice, or I'm just kind of dismissing myself. Or, okay, you're something, you got to get dressed. I'm not honoring myself. Not being present. So a lot of this has to do with not being present. Or I'm going to an event tonight and I would love my son to come. So I'm thinking, oh, it's going to be great for him. And I think it's going to help him be excited about some things in his life. That's great, right? As a mom, I care about my kids. And then if I get shine the light a little deeper, I'm like, oh, there's thoughts in there, because then I can look good as a mom. Then I know I've done the best thing as a mom. Well, that's not about him. That's about me. That's the ego coming in. Oh, good. Then I'm a good mom. I'm a good mom. So it's really subtle, really subtle. And what would love say there instead? So if that's the ego, what would love say? Love would say, you're all whole and complete. Go and connect. Love your son no matter what. Just love. Driving in traffic is a great example. How easily, and I remember there was a study, it said the reason we have road rage is because people can't actually make eye contact when you're in a car. And so someone cuts it off, us off, and how peaceful are you maybe in that moment? They're the enemy. You're full of rage. Something so simple. And yet we can easily make that a thing, that person. They're not us. Look out in the world on bigger issues. You may stand for an issue. How subtly maybe the ego is getting into this thinking that it's them and they are doing that. And if you may have a boss or someone and you're like, well, they, and we don't even see them in front of us, just your image of them or how they're hurting you. And they become something easily attacked when we don't see. And stop a minute to see who they really are. So now I'm going to share this experience I had through a process we did. And some of you may be familiar with eye gazing. It's a great exercise. I think I'm going to put out there right now this possibility that more and more communities and groups and people begin doing more and more eye work, eye gazing. And it's an opportunity to stand or sit in front of someone and gaze into each other's eyes, to just be present with no words. It could be a complete stranger to you. And as you gaze, the eyes really are a window into the soul. And so we had an experience and a form of doing that big groups of people. And so I was first asked, or part of it was to look out onto the group sitting in front of me and to begin to make eye contact with someone and then let that go and go to the next person. And what I found was my automatic feeling, and this is, again, I'm so grateful for this experience to shine a light where I was still in the dark. Another layer being revealed. And I've done lots of eye work and I love it. And for me, what I realize is you see, like, I connect and I just love the person in front of me. They are me. The barriers fall away. They're an extraordinary being of light. And I feel affinity and connection. And I've done it enough that I know that that's revealing the truth. We really are brothers and sisters with everyone. But how often do we actually are in the presence of that? How easy is it to dismiss the clerk at the grocery store? Not even look in their eyes. Or the waitress. Oh yeah, thanks. And we forget that this is a real person with a family. They're a daughter or a mother or a father. And that if you sat in each other's presence and looked into each other's eyes, you would see that they are truly a brother and sister, that you love them. And yet, it's when we forget that, that we can treat each other so viciously. And so in this experience, even though I've done it before, not this exact one, but similar, because we were to look over a crowd and then pick, kind of rest our eyes on someone for a while and connect and then move, I noticed, so here I am present, and it's like, oh no, not that person, or yeah, no, they're not someone I would feel this love for. Just automatically, because I was not connected with that and them in the moment, it was easy for me to just kind of begin to think these, you're an object thoughts. So thoughts like, oh, you're kind of scary. I don't want to look at them. Or what's another one? Let me see. Oh, maybe you won't like me if I look at you. So all of these ego thoughts as I'm scanning to find, but every time I stop and look into that person's eyes, I feel, you are my brother, you are my sister. Oh my gosh, you're amazing. And then I'm going to find the next one. And I notice automatically the ego begins to just make everyone objects. I'm no longer connecting. I'm not in this love connection anymore. Oh, look, oh yeah, I don't know about that person. Oh no, they too couldn't be. And then if I do stop and connect with them again, they are too. Like, it was such a pure example. Everybody, you'd fall to your knees if we really connect with the beauty and the connection in every single person. And if we all woke up to that, there would be nothing but kindness. And yet, even in that example, that extras, I could see how easily my mind just wanted to cut certain people out of that equation. Oh yeah, no, I wouldn't connect with them. Or they look scary, or I don't like the way they look. And thank goodness the exercise was to go beyond that and to truly see it. But it just felt like a little microcosm of what's happening in my life, in the world, how easily we can kind of make a them out of certain people. Forget to look at the neighbor. And again, the cure, the remedy was to stop, to pause, to connect. And now we may not be able to always eye gaze with everybody, but just to, in our mind, to remind us, wait. Well, first, let's look at the action. So first, it's to become aware, to be willing to shine that light and be aware. Oh, look at those thoughts. Oh my gosh. And then the second would be to take some kind of action. So to do eye gazing, try eye gazing with your spouse. Wow. Another is to remind yourself to stop. Wait, I'm going to look at the clerk. I'm going to ask how they are. And I'm going to take on the ego. I'm going to call it out. I'm going to choose. This is a person with a life. Worthy of connection here. And you're going to meet yourself there. It's going to be scary because the default ego is scared of people if we get really serious. And I know I'm being challenging here, but it's good. It's good to shine that light even brighter because the world is still in chaos. So let's, again, as that quote from Love's Curriculum, look within the small thoughts, the small actions, with loving kindness to ourselves as we do. We're all in this together. It's not wrong that we're having these thoughts, but let's be accountable. Let's take action to connect with people, to remember, to catch ourselves when we do. So one would be just try making contact with your waitress, asking our waiter, asking them their name, making them real to us. Because as humans and in our society, it's been just way too easy to just, again, people become faceless. And on Facebook, let's take a challenge. If you find yourself just kind of flipping through, forgetting, like it becomes this automatic, almost like you're playing a video game and we go a little, and I'm not saying it's always this way, or maybe even for all of you, but if you notice, if this rings true at all, stop. What if we see the post, we click on the profile picture, we actually look at that person's photo and connect and say, right, I know you, and you're a real human being, not just a face on the screen. So a lot of it's becoming aware, it's becoming present then in connection, moving through the fears about connection, being kind to yourself there, asking love to lead the way, what is called for here in love. All right, so I'm excited. I encourage that we begin to shine this light even brighter in all those little small thoughts and actions, because they add up, they matter. If I don't even see myself with awareness in the mirror, how can I expect nations to be present and to care about each other? So you can see the small scale relates to what we're seeing in the big scale. If within my own family there are people who don't talk to each other, how can I expect different religious groups to ever talk and find peace? And so we're a microcosm down to the very small thought of what's happening in the world. All right, I realize I went longer than I usually do, but we're going to go with this. And when we get back, I'm going to look at a few passages from chapter 13 in Love's Curriculum. So letting Love's Curriculum guide us and inform us on this awakening journey and remembering love. All right, we'll see you back after a short break. Hey there, Jenny here. I want to let you know that I've put together an amazing, unique one-day workshop called The Day to Connect with Love. And I'm excited to hit the road with this inspirational, heart-opening event. It's a day filled with guidance from the High Council and other experiences to connect you to love and your purpose. Maybe you'd like us to come to your area. If you are interested in hosting A Day to Connect with Love or other event in your area, contact me at support@lovescurriculum.com and we can explore. Together, let's ignite love in the world. Welcome back. If you are just tuning in, I am Jenny Hogg Ashwell, and this is Love's Curriculum, where together we remember love and our soul's divine purpose. And today we're getting really serious about uncovering the ego in all its subtleties and how doing so we can truly take even more steps to creating heaven on earth. And right now I'm going to read a few passages from Love's Curriculum, chapter 13. And this part is in the voice of Jesus. It is by choosing such fear and hatred that people act in these seemingly horrendous ways. But in truth, all are love and loved by God, and still within his embrace, no matter what seems to transpire here on earth in the world of form. But do not letting that knowing of the truth stop you from seeking to bring love and peace concretely here into this world of form. For bringing love and peace to the world is the first step toward the awakening of all, to bringing heaven to earth. And know that as many enlighten, will the shadows seem stark for a time, and the acts may seem horrendous that still occur, until all enter peace again, hand in hand with their brothers and sisters, and Mother Earth herself may react and convulse in reaction to the shifts and changes in energy and the flooding of light that will illuminate the earth and the world, bringing light to all the darkened corners. Let us pray that it come peacefully as can be. Let us pray in love together as we enter the home of God hand in hand, in a world of peace on earth, and living the happy dream with all people and with Mother Earth and all our animal and plant and rock brothers and sisters. And then eventually we will live united above as well, with the heavens and the stars and universes, and with the galaxies beyond and within, as that union will occur next in the evolution to home, the evolution to all remembering their oneness at home in love with God. Be love actively in the world as the start of this journey home together, as your part and mission. Let it be about love and bringing love to every facet of your life, mind, and the greater world, and then eventually taking that love beyond to other worlds and realms and dimensions. But also know that as part of the journey to awakening, all of you must learn to love your brothers and sisters here on earth, despite your differences. It is about loving your enemies as yourself. For when you harm your brothers and sisters, you harm yourself. And loving others necessarily includes loving yourself and loving God and all that is. And thus, as you learn to love and express your love for all your brothers and sisters here on earth, you create heaven on earth. You symbolize God's love here on earth through your love of your brothers and sisters. Yet, on this journey of learning to love your enemies as yourself, do not get lost in thinking the problem lies outside you, in the horrendous acts you see out there in the world, or that those acts hold more weight than the lesser injustices that seemingly occur presently in this illusion. Instead, remember that every ounce of hate in the world holds the same weight as the major catastrophic disasters and crimes, for each stem from the belief in fear and separation, and each require the same love to set them straight. There are no levels of miracle or some crimes or disasters or miscreations or misthoughts that require more or less love than others to heal and cure. They are all healed by bringing them back to the truth of love and peace, or more accurately, by revealing the love that is the truth behind it all and for it all. Love heals and cures all because it survives all, because it in truth is all there is. It exists in truth and light and eternal glory. the eternal glory of God's mighty home of love and light, where you are at one, at home, at peace with all your brothers and sisters, where you are beyond this illusion of time and space and war and hatred that the ego has seemingly created, but in truth never was and never could be the truth for any of God's children. For you in truth are and have always been at home with God in love. You are there now with all your brothers and sisters, united in love as one. Remember now, as you go forth to practice love, to lead your lives in love and oneness with all your brothers and sisters, eventually creating a world of love and peace on earth. For love and peace and the end of war begin within and with every small thought and action. The action even within your own mind, between the thoughts that often seem at war with each other. Internal peace is part of the answer, as those who feel peace within will act in peace in the world. Go now in peace, loving your brothers and sisters of all types and kinds, and loving yourself first of all. For in loving yourself, the God in you, may you love others and the world, and may you bathe the world in your love, in God's love. All right, so we're going to take a stop there, and we'll take another short break, and I'm going to give you a phone number, because when we get back, we've got about 10 or 11 minutes where we can, I'm going to take callers if you want to call in. So the number is 1-888-627-6008. 1-888-627-6008. And yes, so we'll get back. I'll tune into the High Council. We either have a caller or I will tune in for the group. So we'll see you right back here in just a minute. This is Jenny. I'm so glad that you are here listening to the show. I want to share with you a unique opportunity that is available, a chance to work on a regular basis with the High Council and me. From personal experience, I know it can feel challenging to take the action that is needed to step into your soul's purpose and to share your message, your mission, your gifts when you're trying to do it all on your own. The fears and doubts, the limiting beliefs and confusion can hold you back. Feeling alone or doubting your intuitive guidance can keep you stuck. So here's the opportunity. If you are enjoying the guided experiences here on the Love's Curriculum radio show with the High Council, you may be excited to hear about this. Inspired by the High Council and their direction that they wish to continue to work with us beyond the book Love's Curriculum, I put together the Monthly Circle. It's an online monthly membership program that includes a 75-minute online session each month in which I bring through the High Council to work with the group. It also includes some bonus meditations, a private Facebook group where we stay in touch, and extra weekly guided experiences with the High Council. Sound interesting? We would love to have you join us. You may check it out and join us at bit.ly/Love's Curriculum Monthly Circle Info. Again, that's bit.ly/Love's Curriculum Monthly Circle Info. Welcome back. If you are just tuning in, I am Jenny Hogg Ashwell, and this is Love's Curriculum, where together, we are remembering love and our soul's divine purpose. We are in this together. It's a good feeling. We're all walking each other home, as Ram Dass likes to say. I love that. All right, so today we've been uncovering the real subtleties of the ego and that importance of shining a light and moving into love in all the small thoughts and actions, and really remembering and seeing the ways in which we might get out of presence and out of remembering the beautiful, beautiful being and light in each person, including ourselves. So right now I'm going to tune into the High Council. We have about 8 minutes, so I'm going to trust. I know they always, I don't have an individual caller, so then what I do is tune in for you as a group. The High Council will come through and guide us. So I invite you in this experience, if you're able, to close your eyes, take a deep breath, maybe make some sound on the exhale, feel your feet on the floor. Place your hand on your heart. Ask that the angels and this love come in through the top of your head. Breathe. While at the same time, you've got roots anchoring you to the earth. And as I begin, I invite you to start breathing in and out of your heart. It's a very important way that I meant to share earlier, a way to presence ourselves with other humans, to come back to love and out of the ego, to begin focused breathing in and out of your heart. And then to even imagine your heart light, your heart going, breath going out into the other's heart, connecting the heart. It's a great way to get out of that default ego of such subtle thoughts of selfishness and fear and separation, and into the presence of love and connection. So right now, let's create that connection with each other and with the High Council. I ask the High Council draw near and come through me to us, to this group of all of us connected. I ask my angels and guides to help me be a clear conduit for this time together. And to remember that we are you and you are us, and we now open for the highest good of all to connect with you in the name of love. And so it is. Dear ones, we wish to begin for you to notice the presence within yourself. As you breathe in and out of your heart, as Jenny has asked you to do, breathing as you breathe, seeing your heart connecting with others, with family members, with your pets, with coworkers, with faces and posts you've seen on Facebook. Begin to see as you connect your heart with all of those people in your life, in the world. Begin to breathe and see someone you may call in a way or may not want to call your enemy, but that you may sense as being for something you do not stand for. You may sense that they are confused or acting out. Not only sense it, but they may be acting out in those horrendous ways. But now breathe in and out, sharing your heart and love with their heart and love. Call out the memory that you both are love, that you are brothers and sisters in love. Connect with that part of you beyond your ego thoughts of judgment and separation against that person and fear. So call from that love in you out to the love that is in them, that goes past their fears, their actions. As we said in A Course in Miracles, you must choose to see the truth in your brothers and sisters. Choose to see what we see. call that out. As you awaken to it within you. So now as you breathe with this one who you may have found hard to connect with, notice what you feel now. See now, bring this other standing beside you now, companion, compatriot with you. And now you go out together to another whom your heart has been in ego with, who you've been afraid of, who you've been in judgment of. And now standing before them, breathing in and out of your heart. And then letting your heart breathe and connect with theirs. Seeing the light within them, calling it out in both of you. For as you let go and let down your ego attack, the subtle ego fears, as you extend it and see within them the truth of love as well. And now placing your hand on your heart, just letting this feeling of love between you and the others that you've been seeing and connecting with. Focus your breathing, listening to your breathing in and out of your heart center. With each breath, expand your love. See me, Jesus, connecting with you there, as we have done before. And see and remember your heart is connecting with all of your brothers and sisters, seemingly in form. One love. And feel our gratitude for you. Ask here and pray that you continue with our love and support, gentleness for yourself and others. Continue to lovingly unmask the ego, to lovingly step past it, to the side of it, into love and the truth, and to extend that to your brothers and sisters, to see the truth that they are love, and that if they were beyond their ego, just as you've been in your ego, that it took you stepping out beside and past yours, that if they do the same, when they do the same, they are but love, the truth. We are all love. So just now here, set that intention as you feel this love within your body, allowing it to fill your body, allowing it to extend out and from your body like a fluid or little channels of light. Just see it everywhere. It's coming into you from everywhere. It's going out to you to everywhere. Just ask for our help. Set your intention, if you are willing, that more and more you create this experience of love in the world with every small thought and action, and with our full love and support, knowing the truth of you and your brothers and sisters. You are love. You are waking up to that fact. So it is. All right. Wonderful to join with each one of you. Just give yourself a chance to open your eyes gradually. I celebrate each one of you. I celebrate all of us. This big conglomerate of humanity, of us who seem to be in these human bodies, in this world of form. really seeing the oneness. We are all connected. We are all waking up. We are all brothers and sisters. And as Love's curriculum says, including the animals, the trees, the plants, the stars, the rocks, everything. So blessed to all of us. Blessed be. God bless. And God bless to each one of you. Thank you for joining. It's been wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. All right, go forward with courage and peace and illumination and love for yourself and others. Take care. Bye-bye. Tune in bi-weekly to Love's Curriculum for more inspiration and guidance from the High Council. And in the meantime, visit online retailers to purchase Love's Curriculum, Messages of Enlightenment. If you are wanting additional support and to join with fellow lightworkers and love advocates, then connect with me, Jenny Hogg Ashwell, on Facebook by requesting to join my private group, Lightworkers and Love Advocates. There, I offer a loving, inspiring, supportive environment to help you step into your light and shine. And if you are ready to make this your year to truly discover and live your soul's divine purpose, visit lovescurriculum.com to learn about the Path of Love, Live Your Divine Purpose, a 90-day mentoring program in which I help you gain the clarity, connection, and courage to shine. I look forward to connecting with you.